This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3. The Fan, it's our fourth and final hour tonight. Actually, the Rangers are in Minnesota. Pre-game's coming up at 6 o'clock. They're looking for 3 in a row. And we're excited about that pregame. We just missed Jared Sandley. You can go back and listen with the Odyssey app or with YouTube or Twitch. Although some people reporting today that the Odyssey app not working perfectly. So we're reminding folks, if Odyssey app is to be down for your specific device, go ahead, jump over, get us on Fan Cam, regular radio, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch. There's a lot of different ways to get us here on the Fan. And here's Wolchuk with some more sports.
We'll get to some audio here. One of them is a little toxic clip. And the other one, I'm asking the question, 877-881-1053. You know, which sport does have the greatest athletes? But we have a lot of cowboy news that has been flooding in. I think the big one is, of course, Micah in attendance today for the mandatory minicamp, where T.J. Watt was not in Pittsburgh, and neither was Trey Hendrickson with the Cincinnati Bengals, although it does sound like Cincinnati, that is a place that's just not doing well right now when it comes to contracts. Their rookie, Shamar Stewart's also pretty ticked off with them as well.
Yeah, they're a grimy bunch. You don't see a rookie who hasn't even signed his contract yet lash out to the media about the franchise. I mean, he hasn't even put the uniform on yet. Pretty incredible what the Bengals do.
Very much so. And then Mike also saying that he's going to be in Oxnard even if a new contract is not done. Quote, I'll be out there. Now, he didn't say if he's going to be on the practice field.
There's no way he'll be on the practice field.
Him and Jerry did have a lengthy conversation, 25 to 30 minutes today, and our buddy Clarence Hill from DLLS has said again that Micah confirmed that he and Jerry had a meeting of the minds on contract numbers that both were comfortable with. He told Jones what he wanted, and Jones was amenable to it. He also told Jerry to call his agent to finalize the terms and the language, and that Jerry has yet to make the call. So
wow.
That's according to Clarence.
Nobody wants to budge first, dude. The Shark agent doesn't want to pick up the phone. And Jerry himself, we know how he feels about picking up the phone first. He who picks up the phone first has lost. So, I mean, I get that.
So maybe Jerry doesn't believe that Micah, you know, is just going to sign whatever they agreed to on a handshake. That doesn't seem right.
Maybe play a little chicken.
That would go to my theory of Jerry doesn't want to sign it yet because he wants everybody talking about the Cowboys this summer. I can't do it yet. I can't call you yet. We still have a lot more engagement to get.
We're about to get into a dead period here.
Yeah, it's about to be a month here after Thursday.
That could be. Yeah. That could be. I mean, maybe. I hope this is like the Diggs deal where we got to camp and like pretty quickly that got done. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Dak where we waited till the day of the season. And now everyone's reporting on opening day as you're getting ready to play the Browns. Oh, the Dak deal's done.
Well, I hope so. And I'll tell you why. Micah, you know, he is an incredible athlete, but at defensive end or edge, if you know, you start to age in your late 20s, it's not a surprise. So you got to look at this like, if I don't hold out now, they're going to drag me out and I might get 1 year deals next year, then a tag. Who knows how good I'm going to be? And while that would be a lot of money, it's not nearly the amount that, you know, that I'm worth, and I have no guarantee. If I go into any of these franchise tag years, am I going to continue to play as good?
What if I only have 7 sacks? What if I'm kind of hurt back-to-back years? And they're like, actually, we don't want to tag you. And I know I'm talking about the difference of $50 and $250 million into us. It doesn't seem like a big difference. But you got to maximize and extract your value from this business because it's going to do the same to you.
Well, Mike also did say that I think it's important to be in the building, the knowledge of the defense, to understand what Flus and them are trying to do. Very dynamic scheme, and I'm pretty excited about it. It was the quote that Micah Parsons shared with the media. That's also courtesy of our buddies over at DLLS Cowboys. So I do love the way Mike is handling this so far. Like, kudos to him, man. I know we'll be critical, but I also want to be fair. And I think, I mean, him just being there is huge. There's two other big-time stars that say the same position that are not there right now, that are holding out. He doesn't have to be there, and I think all of us would understand, right? But he is, and he's showcasing, like, the importance of wanting to be around the guys. Last year we had this conversation, but I'm really, really proud and pleased of how Mike is handling it thus far. We'll see what happens at training camp.
There's some players that don't need to practice that much to be great, and it's kind of great that they're not out there risking injury. As small as it is, I mean, that might be the perfect way for a lot of these guys to go through. We'll be here. We're culturing. We're meeting. We're learning what the coaches want. We're talking with the coaches. But, you know, I know I can show up week one and dominate my man with Micah.
Let's get to some toxic stuff here. We got some beef going down on the Twitters. It's with one of our buddies, Tommy Arish, DallasCowboys.com.
Oh, no. He's not one to get into any fights.
No, not at all, man. Like, I can't. And we're going to see Tommy later tonight. I can't wait to see Tommy. I bet he's going to be the best dressed at the table. He always is.
Botch will be.
You think Votch will? Votch is a showman.
Votch has already told me he's going to way
overdress. Oh, he's probably got something special.
Yeah, he's going to way overdress.
I don't know, man. Walchuk's pretty dressed up right now.
They'll be wearing a suit, I'm sure. I considered it, but I didn't want to deal with that. Nobody could guard George Pickens today, wrote Tommy Arish. Beat Israel Mokwamu on a nasty comeback route and had a couple more catches on the day, too. You can tell he and Dak are starting to get comfortable with one another. That was his first takeaway on a variety that he had from Cowboys.
Who went after him?
Izzy Mokwamu didn't like that he mentioned him by name.
Oh, no.
Izzy quote tweeted it and said, "Talk about how I've been locking up, too, since we started. First catch I gave up on him. Don't do that, Tommy."
So Mokwamu's getting into the locker room and then typing in his name on Twitter to see what the reports indicate because he knows he got smoked on that play by George Pickens.
Yeah, probably a bad play, and he wanted to see what the comments were.
Yeah.
So we're trying to prop up one guy, another guy feels disrespect a little bit. I like it. That's a chip on your shoulder.
And Tommy said, no disrespect, just the rep that stood out from Pickens, all the best to you.
Yeah.
So I hope that...
See you in the locker room.
Hope that everything's okay there. But hey, I mean, Bobby also called. I mean, I think everybody that was out there that watched the practice... Specifically said that play against Israel Mokwamu, it was no.
Yeah, you're in a situation.
Looked good for Pickens.
Tommy Arish lives in that building, though. You know, he's DallasCowboys.com. The one thing that those players and coaches don't really understand is that Jerry Jones is totally okay with you going after the team. You know, and everybody feels like because you're .com that you should just be, you know.
Oh, you're like, you need to defend them.
You're our cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly. And that's.
Because that's probably how it is every other place.
Derek Eagleton wants the absolute opposite of that cheerleading stuff. He's not a fan of that. He's like, hey, be fair, but tell it like it is.
Amen, man. And that's why I love Derek.
Yeah.
And
that's why it's been so successful, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they're some of the best. They are the best, I think, in the NFL.
Oh, there's absolutely,
what they're putting out there.
But it's a hard thing because you have to walk that balance of being fair and, you know, being critical and stuff like that. And those I'll tell you, you get some dirty looks from people in that organization when you walk by them and they know you're saying stuff about them.
Be a bit awkward. Speaking of awkward, let's get to this between Golden Tate and Jalen Ramsey. Now, Golden was on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, and I guess him and Jalen Ramsey have some bad blood between them, and it's in the family. They're keeping it in the family here, and here was Golden Tate explaining exactly what's going on here.
You do have a story out there where you do come out like a what's happening with Jalen Ramsey.
So you guys have the backstory. Him and one of my twin sisters have two children together. They went to the same high school. They were together. I don't think my sister was done or treated the way she should have been treated. And when that happens, who you got to come see? You got to come see Big Bro. We get to the game and I'm like, I really don't know what's about to happen. But right away, like, he's like overly jamming me. And I'm like, okay, this is how we're going to do. Knucklehead didn't block on this play right here that we're watching.
Is that Deion Lewis?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Deion.
When you hit the ground, are you just saying, f***
this mother?
I'm a damn postcard. I'm gonna be on a billboard. Yeah,
that's a
I'm gonna be on a billboard, right? And it didn't hurt. It wasn't even that bad of a hit. It's just the optics of it. It made you lifted me, bruh.
Yeah.
No, that's a get.
And it wasn't even
my
fault.
We all got. But that situation, because of what you just told us, that fucking sucks.
Bruh, I got.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm looking at the play right now. Yeah, his lead blocker, I guess that was Deion Lewis. I mean, at what point do you blame the coach for having Deion Lewis be your lead blocker? He's a scat back. He looks a little bit like Darren Sproles. You got him out here lead blocking. That was when Ramsey was still an absolute savage. It's a great tackle, form tackle.
Yeah, and then you're also trying to go out there and like stand up for your sister who you think was done wrong by this guy.
Someone story as old as time. Get this clip in front of Trayvon Diggs.
That's a tough one.
He just needs to sit there and watch this play over and over and over again.
Well, you know Ramsey is
this
the guy.
This is what football looks like.
Man, he's
going to. Did he get his lick back?
I don't think so.
Doesn't sound like it. That really is
that
tough.
Was the only moment?
That was it. Well, because now he's retired.
I got you, sis.
Yeah.
We're going to see him on Sunday.
So it's just bad. It's tough at the Thanksgiving dinner table, I'm sure, between those two. Now, who do you think are the best athletes on the planet?
Gymnasts?
Okay, I like that.
Boxers.
Boxers.
And you know what? Yeah. Immediately when this question was posed, I thought like mixed martial artists or boxers. Because if you're anybody that's ever been in a fight, for 30 seconds, you're winded.
It's the longest time ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, damn, that was just 2 minutes?
Wait, wait a second. That was 10 seconds?
We fought for 30 minutes, dog.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're an Iron Man. Yeah.
So here's Andy Roddick sharing his thoughts.
Tennis.
I think tennis players are the best athletes in the world. 5 hours and 40-something minutes on the biggest stages. You compare this to other sports. An NBA game is 48 minutes played in air conditioning where you have teammates, halftime, timeouts. To say one thing doesn't mean you're throwing shade at someone else. I'm celebrating and applauding one set of athletes. It's the most complete examination of an athlete that I can think of. You know, we used to get viewed as like, oh, you're soft, like country club sport. I don't know that that narrative exists. I don't know how you can watch and not say the athleticism on display is otherworldly. I think tennis players are the best athletes in the world. The more I watch it, the more I think it. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Okay. I mean, look, it's not a disrespect to tennis players. I think they are phenomenal athletes. But I don't think when you're talking about cardio and all the physical, like with fighting that goes into that, like I lean with you, Lucius. I would take boxers. I would take mixed martial artists. And then we got a lot of basketball from the 214.
My old lady would say gymnast every time there's a gymnast on television. Yeah, I just don't know how hard that is.
I mean, you're flying in the air.
I tell you what, because in other sports, if you got a kid that can do gymnast things, that is almost every single time your best player. Give me the kid doing a backflip, that's the shortstop. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Every single time, and that is your center mid. So I think maybe those gymnasts do have a special kind of athleticism that others can't tap into. Now, when you talk about though the pure speed and the power of some of these other sports, when you were talking about tennis, I can't understand what they do better than anybody else. You don't need better hand-eye coordination. That would be baseball. You have a giant racket. You know, you're hitting a ball. So I guess you're reacting and reaching to places. But you're not. You don't have to be faster or stronger. You do have to be in pretty good cardio, but not like a marathon guy, you know. So I don't think there's anything about the game of tennis that sounded like actually an AI dude engagement.
It did,
farming.
Bro. It sounded a little AI-ish.
It did. Yeah. I mean, tennis is the sport that people like to play well into their old age.
Thank you.
Because it's just one of those sports that lends itself to being able to do that. There's not a ton of requirements athletically to still go out there and play a little bit.
Yeah, like it's not disrespect to tennis, but I wouldn't go there. Like I just didn't think that.
Well, he's putting the endurance on a pedestal.
And the endurance, there is something to say about that. Some of these matches can go super long and they're playing out in the heat, and I get that, but come on now, like what about
Boss
hockey?
Man just walked behind you. He can't believe you guys are disrespecting his sport like that.
I know. Him and Sean Sharif can probably give us a solid argument.
Well, can he come give in here? Come give us the tennis report?
Make the argument here as we get the hockey hot Gavin Spittle. And I would argue hockey. Not only you're skating, plus I've got a stick in my hand, plus I'm getting hit.
You're skating on razor blades.
All right. Tennis is very grueling on the body.
Okay.
Yeah. Not to mention the cardio involved. When I played competitive tennis, my body weight was about 135, because that's how much it takes out of you. Not to mention the pulled hamstrings, the stretching.
Hey, no disrespect.
A lot of Pilates.
You're a warrior for doing that, you know? But But I mean, there's nothing about tennis that requires the most of anything in sport.
I totally disagree.
What is
it? A whole body motion. It's a, now, like the physical nature, I completely agree with you as far as like hits and stuff like that. Yeah. Hockey, football, basketball.
But we are talking about just pure athleticism.
Yeah. The recreational tennis player is different than the competitive tennis player. Like the recreational player that just goes like,
yeah,
sorry, it's not on camera, but just goes like that. That's, I agree with you, but
you got to sweep it up, right?
Well, you have to use your whole body if you want the force going into it. But
were you a yeller like Monica Seles?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, because I mean, you have to.
Let's do a mock tennis match with Spitzy. No,
you just breathe
ASMR style.
So, like, if I'm serving, like, you know, and I'm gonna serve, then I'm gonna let it out when I get up to the max. So, like, you guys know me; I'm not a big fella, but I got to put everything. So when I go, I'm gonna go, because that's gonna let out the breathing.
Mm-hmm. You're big where it counts, and that's the heart. No one's ever questioned that. Nobody's questioned that heart.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. It was just it was interesting walking by and hearing that.
No, and there's a lot of people that are for, you know, this tennis side of the debate. And I'm not trying to say that it's easy by any means for those that are texting and like, oh, well, you go out there and try and do that. No. If you're going to be a professional at any sport, it is difficult, right? But, yeah. I mean, swimming, the cardio that's involved in that, like Katie Ledecky, what she's going out there and doing.
I was thinking
that's the greatest endurance test, I think.
Yeah, swimming's amazing.
Unreal. Like, people are tracking. Have you seen a fat tennis player? Well, have you seen a fat pro soccer player, the amount of running they're doing out there?
Only a couple.
I mean, it's rare that you get a sport where you can be fat and be successful. Baseball, one. Obviously, we have specific positions for fat guys in football. Thank God.
Golf. NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, baseball.
Golf, definitely. NASCAR, do we get fat NASCAR drivers?
Well, I mean, Ryan Newman was a bigger guy.
Jimmy Spencer was a big guy.
Yeah, I mean, it does take weight
at
off.
At the end, sure. AJ Foyt was a big guy getting in that car.
You're going to be schwitzing.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Spittle. Hockey. There he goes. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And when we come back, G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. What did Shoddy mean when he gave this one-word answer today? That's coming.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up next as well. Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Let me give you a snapshot of what's happened in the world of sports. Rangers baseball's coming up at 6 o'clock. First pitch, 6:35. They're taking on the Minnesota Twins. And Tyler Mahle is on the hill, who could be trade bait. Rangers, of course, love their pitching situation, but need hitting. And that's the most likely guy. A 2.02 ERA. Could he spin a shutout or maybe a no-hitter? I don't want to get greedy or jinx it before the game even starts, but the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts, and G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30, so let's rock. Aaron Rodgers said joining Mike Tomlin and the Steelers was best for his soul. Okay, so that story has a conclusion on it, and now he is he's at Steelers practice for the first time. Looked about the same. Okay, Dak was asked if he could assess if Dak Prescott and the offense is working as it should in 2025 and beyond and what that would look like, and he just said wins. Does that mean anything interesting to you guys? Is it a clue that, you know, maybe, like, remember when Mike McCarthy took over and he said Kellen Moore is trying to set the record for passing yards every game? And maybe that's not the way to win. That's kind of the way I see it, you know? Like, we're optimizing for wins, not trying to optimize for Dak's stats. You see? Well, he's been around for a while. Maybe he's seen how empty those stats are.
Well, the best teams are always those that are kind of chameleon-like, right? Whatever type of football game I'm going to get into, if we got to go score 40 points, we're able to do it and find a way to win. If this is going to be a grind it out, I got to score 17, 20 points to win, I'll go ahead and find a way to do it that way, right? Whatever it dictates that day for our football team to have success and find a way to win, we're able to do that. Whether we're on the road, we're at home, no matter who we're playing, if it's bad weather, good weather, indifferent. We're built to win in any type of element against any type of team. That's how the best ones do it.
I tell you what, Troy Aikman sacrificed himself. You want to talk about a great athlete coming out of college. This guy could have lit the world on fire if they'd let him try and be Dan Fouts. If you want 5,000 yards, here you go. He's like, man, I'll take about 210 a game, and we'll be damn near unbeatable.
They were tough to beat, especially when Troy, and he was so, never seen a quarterback so accurate throwing the football. Yeah. I think it's funny, I think about guys like, well, Dylan Gabriel. For Oregon, the way of just accuracy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting
what kind of career he has, you know, and Tua's that way too, just the accuracy. But yeah, I mean, Troy, he could have lit you up that way if he wanted to, but they had a plan for, you know, for the running game, offensive line. That people don't realize that Dallas would put up points. It wasn't like run the football first. It was like they'd put up points throwing the ball. And then in the second half, they would just grind it out. And then all of a sudden you were chasing points, and their defense just became...
It felt a lot more explosive than Troy's numbers, didn't it? It felt overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I sat there and watched many a day, and like, God, we stopped this guy, and then, you know, somebody else makes a play. Oh, we stopped this guy. Oh, you know, you just could not... Anytime you tried to take something, an element away from them, they just had something else. And I'd love to see the Cowboys get to the point where you take something away from them, and, you know, they have something else that they can hang their hat on. That doesn't seem to be something that's been happening here very much lately.
All righty. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And I wanted to mention this Todd Archer story here as well before we get over here to the G-Bag of the Day. His headline, Cowboy Schottenheimer as first-year coach and play caller. And there was a lot of interesting stuff, right? He has not played, he has not called plays since 2020, but he does have the most recent experience. Adams and Riley haven't called plays at all, but that's the thing. Like, how are you going to handle
it? This is clearly Schottenheimer's show. Because, you know, now maybe
head coach and play caller.
Yeah. Because you're right. You have now we'll see with Adams. You know, his experience with the Cardinals and stuff like that, is it something there? I just remember that Mike Holmgren used to do this with Andy Reid. He would tell Andy, like, he would get in a rut during the game, and he would tell Andy, he's like, Andy, take over. Take a series here. Take a couple of series, and let's see if we can get something going.
That's respect right there.
And
trust.
And trust. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, does Brian Schottenheimer have the trust in his coaches to be able to hand over if things are going a little rough?
Todd Archer wrote in the story, the guy that Shoddy does trust above everybody else. The person is Ryan Feder, F-E-D-E-R, one of the holdovers from McCarthy's staff and assistant quarterbacks coach last year with game management responsibilities. Yeah. He carries the game management coordinator title under Schottenheimer. Said he's a trusted advisor. He says, I think he does it as well as anybody in the business. On game day, you need one voice you're hearing because obviously these things happen at critical, intense moments and things like that. So to have the one voice be someone that you have complete confidence and trust in, it really does matter. It'll be really interesting to see if Shoddy can remain that aw shucks great personality with the bullets flying and the pressure of getting the right play call in.
That's the thing right now. Everything is, you know, everything's coming up roses for him. Everybody's, you know, everybody's having fun and oh, football's fun again and all that, but you'd better figure out how to win football games. You know, all these other things that, you know, slapping hands and playing ping pong and all that, man, they will quickly turn on you if you don't find a way to win football.
This dude worked for Pro Football Focus for a couple of years, worked for Over the Cap as well. But, yeah, his job title is game management.
Yeah, Brandon Lurie, that guy from Blogging the Boys, has a tweet out now. If you want to go follow him at Brandon is Right. But there's a clip from DallasCowboys.com where him and Ryan Feder are communicating before the two-minute drill in practice. So it sounds like game management, like this guy's going to be hit absolutely.
So this is your analytics guy that's running scripts and he's got computers up and he's advising Shoddy
like
on
Ernie
what
Adams for Bill Belichick.
I don't know this cat. Say. I mean, I do not know this guy.
I love the idea of it though. Like just having a streamlined process with one guy who's able to be kind of thinking about that constantly while you're having to manage things on the sideline that are constant for you as well, getting plays in and everything. So I do like that.
Okay. I like going into the pimp cup master control here. Time for the G bag of the day. Here's Lucius.
Get it ready. This G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan here at 5:30-ish. Best sometimes if the conversation is really good and juicy, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Best way to end the show right here, this next 30 minutes.
Okay, bro, that's okay. No pressure.
No pressure. No,
seriously,
no pressure.
I mean, we've done the 6 o'clock gig a couple of times.
It's nice.
I love going home feeling like, man, that was a good show today.
Good. If you see anything floating out there that we should be playing for G Bag of the Day, hit it, send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all through Find G Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, our winner right here is Joey. I believe it's day 2 for my man Joey.
Joey.
He got a prank played on him because I guess he's a sucker. Sucker for love. But he's not listening.
I'm about to go to the emergency room.
What's wrong?
My eyes.
My eyes.
Your
what?
My eyes.
What they doing?
When I close my Casey.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to go. I'm on my way home.
When I close my Casey.
Oh, man. I'm on my way to go.
Oh, man.
I'm on my way.
The boy.
Did you call your daughter?
Call your daughter?
Joey.
Huh?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, what?
I said when I close my KC.
Oh, you motherfucker made me spin this whole truck around. Man. Who you got on the damn phone?
Yeah, Texter said maybe he was looking for a reason to go home already. He was like, oh, yeah. Not going to finish this task. I'm heading right home, babe.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Right, let me see. I had a song lined up I wanted to play, but this has just been in my head since I've been in the gym today, bro. Little Poison Dog.
Oh. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah. Look what the cat dragged in.
Sounds like seventh grade.
All right, let's go to this little, speaking of seventh grade, this little dude right here motivated himself through receiving a shot.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a jab. He was scared of needles, but he motivated himself through this whole situation. Tears coming down his eyes. You can't see the tears, but you're going to hear him fighting through it. Shout out to this kid.
You gotta stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah, ow. Okay. What the heck, though?
It's okay. Ready?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right.
Do
don't
it.
Touch it. Here, let me hold my hand.
Just do it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What are they giving him?
Yeah.
Aluminum. Yeah.
What are they giving him? He's grooving. Yeah. He's grooving like they shoot him between his toes
that's
or something.
What I'm talking about.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. What are we giving this kid?
What I'm talking about. I think his dad gave him a pep talk.
Yeah.
You get in there, I can't go with you, son. I know you're scared of it. You get in there and you say, that's what I'm talking about. I want some more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
Psych your mind out type of thing.
Yeah. I try to talk.
Mind over the body, kid.
I mean, your kid's grown now, but you know what it's like? Those ages 5 to 8, they're like, I got to get a shot.
Yeah.
You know, they need a pep talk. Be a good gym partner, that kid.
Yeah, he would.
Do it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah.
You remember what daddy
that's
said.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not talking about.
Might have been subdelated.
Yeah, they give their kids something. What they do when you get surgery? Count to 10. Count backwards or whatever they tell you. Anything. You just don't remember it at all.
It's a great experience.
Yeah. Wow.
Then you wake up.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was told I was fighting my doctors when they were waking me up.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can wake up a little ornery.
Yeah. Yep. They said I was fighting.
I thank
Punching nurses.
I carry so much stress.
Bring it.
I thanked the doctor for all her skill. My dad's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're just over.
Yeah, doc, hey, thanks so much for all your skill. Really appreciate you, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm surprised they ask you for a tip nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you like your service?
10%, 5%, what do you think here?
Let's see, all right. This is not one, but a random dude is like, this is a drive-by mocking. Ooh. These two girls, they're called Fuzz and Fuzz Podcast Girls. And they have the vocal fry, you know? I'm like, oh, I'm talking the vocal fry. And he mocked them. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, let's see. I have one.
Hi, yeah, I'm sorry. Hi, yeah.
I agree. Ditto.
Ditto.
Okay, let's see.
It's like Valley Girls.
So I have one that's called Jokes.
Man, I was wondering what that was called all these years.
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
My sister went through a phase where she talked like that a lot.
Yeah.
Just it fades out at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like brutal. The Valley Girls from the 80s. That's a, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's like a Dallas Girl version of it, though, isn't there? I feel like there is.
Gosh, probably.
A lot of these gals out here are talking like that. Can think of a few on our sales staff.
Kardashians. Yeah. I've heard some during some cowboy pressers that kind of have it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. I have one.
I'm sorry.
You got the asses. Oh, my God. What else we got here? Hey. All right. I'll do this one, I guess. Lead singer crashes out.
Yeah.
On the sound guy.
Oh, no.
Tough job being a sound guy at a concert, especially when the lead singer wants to hear himself. You know, I want to hear myself through here, but if I turn up your vocals so loud, they're going to start bouncing back through this place. Mm. And you get the feedback. All right. That's the problem with the sound guy situation. Anyway, lead singer crashes out on him. This goofy ass guitar made a feedback right there at the very end.
Oh, guitar, okay.
That's some of that Corey Feldman energy, though, isn't it?
It 100% is.
Lead singer stuff.
He had a great crash out.
Oh, he's the greatest, bro. Corey Feldman is a GOAT.
Golly.
You know, he's came through just to be here right now?
Yeah.
Corey Feldman's a GOAT. You don't know his story, bro. Mm.
Crash out God mode right there.
Yeah. Let's see what we got. Nah, let's go.
All right. Is it our champ? Joey, he cares, but he is not listening. Kid fights through tears. Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Fuzz and Fuzz podcast, the vocal fry drive-by. Lead singer crashes out on the sound guy.
Yeah.
It's between the two in the middle there for me. That guy making fun of her is pretty classic. I'm going to go with the kid, though, Chief.
I'll go with the champ.
All righty, Lucius.
Random kid. Get the kid.
Got a kid fighting through tears, Woolchuck. What do you think?
Yeah, the kid getting the jab.
Kid.
By a score of 4-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion is the kid fighting through tears. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you can circle back around at 220. Every day we replay the G-Bag of the Day champion there for you in the 220 segment, the former home of the G-Bag of the Day. But now you get it every night at 5:30, and then we go to L.A. Live. Here's Lucius.
It's a Toxic Tuesday.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get. We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Fundraiser.
Cut the crap.
This is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
Must be some arguing going on there.
Man, that's outstanding.
This is ridiculous. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, June 10th. 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here at LA Live. Welcome in first time, last time, and long time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Day number 5 for those protests in LA. Day number 5. I see y'all trying to get it kicked off in Dallas last night. Are they still protesting in Dallas? Is that over with?
I don't know. The firework thing?
I haven't seen anything else, but it could still be going on.
I've seen a video of a cop getting dragged, drugged.
Yeah.
How do you say that? What's that? Is that the right tense?
Cop got dragged.
Dragged, drug?
Yeah, I think
cop
he got dragged.
Drug.
Okay. Drag. I don't know, man.
Drug around?
Sounds painful.
Yeah, day number 5 in L.A. for sure, the protesting of the ICE raids. National Guard and the Marines were activated. LAPD reported more than 100 arrests after Monday's protest, so it seems pretty cool until Monday kind of popped off. Gavin Newsom announced a lawsuit against President Trump for sending those troops that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy times we are living in. There's a sitting government suing the president. A sitting governor is suing the president.
I believe in states' rights.
Oh, my gosh. And then Trump called for Newsom to be arrested.
Yeah.
We're trying to arrest each other.
Political grandstanding. A president called for a governor to be arrested, a sitting governor to be arrested.
See, that's wild. That's why I can't totally back anything this guy does, because when he took office, he said he was going to take the legal system out of politics and trying to arrest the other side of the aisle. You know?
I'm a hustler, homie. Better ask about me. So did Tommy Tuberville.
Oh,
I think he called for Gavin Newsom to be arrested as well.
Ex-football
coach. This is crazy times we are living in, y'all.
Trying to get political rivals arrested is a sign. It's massive. You know? I know things have to change. I know our country was broken. Trying to get political rivals arrested is pure insanity, and it's so normalized right now.
It's so cruel. Wow. We are living in a particular time here, people. I cannot stress this enough to you. This is Toxic Tuesday. We will get funny in a second, because I did have some observations from the protests. But all true, man. You know, you have a natural reaction to the news. You just can't help it sometimes.
Just shooting.
Yeah, you can't help it, man. I get it, though. Yeah, I had some observations. As for the protest itself, I've seen a dude throwing rocks, like chunks of rocks, at those Homeland Security vehicles.
They were beating them up.
Oh, my God.
All those police cars got
trapped. They found that guy?
Yeah. Because he was wearing like a motocross helmet to cover his face.
Yeah, you got to trash that helmet, bro. That's out of there. Once you're on camera, you got to trash that. Yeah. He was throwing chunks. There was an Australian reporter hit with some rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets got hit in the leg.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
Oh, ouch.
She's got nailed.
You just yourself a crap.
You okay?
I'm good.
You good? Okay.
Dang, she ate that.
Yeah. She ate that. What did she say, though? A little squawk when she got hit?
Okay.
Let's see. When she got a little squawk. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that an ad? Let's auto-tune that.
I think she effed that thing.
Oh, did she? I was quartered.
I think she effed that thing in Australian.
Wait, run it back. Let's see if she effed that thing.
We can play, run it back if that's the case.
I don't think she effed that thing.
I think she effed that thing.
I think that was a squawk. No,
come on. I thought it was a squawk.
I thought it was two.
Man, me and Carter, we went over this like forensic science. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Trust your gut.
Just a crikey.
Play it then.
My gut has been so clean too lately, Eric. I've been eating. Oh my gosh. She might have tried to say. Clean inside.
Despite the Chinese buffet last night.
Oh, man.
Clean, man. What do you think, Dawson? What do you think she was trying to say?
I think it's a squawk.
I think she might have been trying to go F, but it was so painful that it just kind of came out distorted.
That's what I did think right there to Carter. And I said, for that one, we can do.
Moving them on through the heart of L.A.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wah.
Squawk, bro.
Somebody's going to auto-tune that and go viral.
Yeah.
That's an Australian F-bomb.
Yeah. Did you see the video? It looks like the police officer just aimed his joint.
Yeah.
Now, we can't tell because he could be shooting at something behind her and accidentally got her. Who knows? But if you're looking at the video, I've seen people running up on police on horses.
Yeah.
With their bare hands grabbing horses as the cops are on them.
Oh, geez.
With their bare hands. Man said, I'm stronger than the horse and the cop. Crazy.
That is nuts, dude. Yeah, I see people that are trying to get in front of trucks that are just trying to drive through. Chicks getting run over because they're just getting in the way of trucks.
I seen a chick getting ran over by a horse. A cop on a horse. And she also had like this baton. And she was waka, 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 just tearing that lady up. Waka, 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 waka.
From the top of the horse?
While the horse is trampling.
While she's on top of the horse. Get your ass back.
Gosh.
Get your ass back.
These people are nuts.
This movie The Patriot.
It's pretty wild, man.
Right from horseback.
Yeah.
Seeing some wild stuff. There was a CNN reporter detained.
Uh-oh.
He was up there trying to communicate with Laura Coates. He was trying to communicate with Laura Coates.
Is this the guy who's Hispanic?
I don't know. Laura Coates. She was supposed to be on Jeopardy. She was supposed to be the next Jeopardy host.
Oh, okay.
Alex Trebek wanted her to get a shot. They never gave her a shot. She's brilliant. Remember that guy set himself on fire during like the Trump trials or whatever?
Yeah.
And she was breaking that thing down. Bubbly, 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 bubbly. Play by play. That's Laura Coates.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's this guy getting detained.
Flyers and posters saying
CNN?
It's time to escalate.
Wait, 1 second, John. Hold on. Yeah, I want to. Jason? Yep. Yep. What's going on? I hear you. Am I seeing Jason Carroll being? What happened, Jason?
I am being detained.
I am being detained.
Wow,
Jason, I'm being detained. Get your hands off of me, sir.
Sir.
Good day, sir.
There was a man on stilts out there. Remember yesterday I seen that guy with the Captain America whole outfit?
Yeah, the shield and everything, huh?
Yeah, there was a dude on stilts out there, and the cop just pushed him, bro. Just pushed him.
Boy, that seems dangerous.
You're in a very vulnerable position there.
Yeah.
That's honestly the last thing I would want to be.
Take the baton, just hit the still.
Oh, my God, bro.
Little man wins. You're not helping yourself.
What am, I'm not supposed to be seeing this stuff on my television. What a particular time we're living in. Yeah, my man said, I'm going to get the stilts out because they're protesting. They need me. And the cop just bumped him over, just gave him a little bop.
Just a slow, long fall to the ground.
Timber! Look at me and my stilts.
I like people watching the officers there and like who they choose to go after because there's just so much chaos going on everywhere.
They pick a random person and just wrap them up.
Yeah, we can't get everybody, so I'm going to get this one or that one. Yep.
They just wrap them up. Speaking of that, there was a dude out there. He got hit with a little tear gas. And you got to do like Portland did during their little situation they had, their protest. I'm pretty sure there was, Dawson. a lot of protests out there in Portland.
Yeah.
But no, they had, what are those things that the people have in the morning?
Flamethrowers?
No, air blowers.
Oh, okay.
Leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers.
Leaf blower. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, the people in Portland had the leaf blowers doing the. No, I got too much going on, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm juggling. I'm looking at the time. Like, we got a bag time. We got to do this. And I'm trying to explain things. Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned if I stink because I came straight from the gym into here.
Okay.
So anytime somebody gets close, I'm like, hey.
Chill.
Hey.
Hey. Don't sniff together. Hey. How you doing?
Protests in Portland, they bring out the leaf blowers to blow the tear gas back towards the cops.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just telling you that. Next level. Yeah. That's what they do in Portland out there. I've seen that online.
I mean, they got a lot of experience in this game. You know, they're well funded.
We're protesting city.
Who's this guy?
You told me you got caught up in the tear gas as well. Describe what happened to you.
Oh, just tasted a little tear gas. Tasted like fascism.
So on brand.
Tasted like fascism.
Yeah. He delivered that line, too. He did deliver that line.
Yeah, one buddy of mine got a gun pulled on him at one of these protests. Like, he said the protests there are so intense and insane, he just decided to check out, you know, because so many people are, like, coming in and being way more chaotic. Like, there's a bunch of anarchists that drop in inside the protests that are just trying to create a riot. Yeah, the maximum amount of disruption.
Yeah, the little agitator, like the dude during the George Floyd joints, he had, like, a umbrella, and he was going over there starting stuff, blowing things up. Trying to hype it up. Anyway, sign of the times. What's your favorite reality TV show? Go. Favorite reality TV show.
Real World. One.
Nice.
I did like Real World. I'll go Big Brother.
Okay. It was probably Jersey Shore for me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Me too. I like that too. Broadest.
I don't watch TV.
Okay.
Cooking right. Shows.
What about like your Gordon F1? Ramsay? Well, your F1 reality shows.
Well, like Hell's Kitchen? Like Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive.
Is that considered?
Yeah, we can
absolutely.
Make that.
Oh,
I thought you meant a TV show like on ABC or one of those things.
I kind
of
meant the trashy ones, you know, whatever. Rock of Love.
Yeah, I didn't.
Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Love Island.
Oh, God, what a mess she was.
Goodness gracious.
Well, anyway, we are living in a particular time. Would you watch a reality TV show where immigrants compete for U.S. citizenship?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, they're going to be...
Oh, Lord.
They're going to be competing their balls off. They're going to leave it all on the field. I think that would be high-level entertainment.
So you get sent away if you lose?
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think you just go back to wherever you were in line, I believe the man said.
Oh.
The guy's a producer, Rob Warsoff.
Jeez, how are we doing
Rob
this?
Warsoff. He created Duck Dynasty and Millionaire Matchmaker.
Okay,
and he's pitched this to Homeland Security, and Homeland Security is licking their chops. They kind of want this, bro. What a sign of the time. We have protests out here about immigration. Meanwhile, we have Be the Next Best Immigrant on TV.
Wow.
Listen to me. He's on CNN.
I'm offering the chance to skip to the front of the line, but if you, quote unquote, lose, and I don't think it's losing, by the way, you're just going back to your regular spot in line. So there's no real cost there. But what you're gaining, of course, is all sorts of exposure, potential jobs, opportunities, and America will fall in love with you because we're gonna humanize everybody.
It's like Running Man, but with immigrants. Yeah. It's crazy.
You fight for your freedom, for real.
Yeah,
compete for your freedom.
Wow.
I mean, we do need a lot of brilliant people in the tech industry. We're starting to lose the human resources battle with our company. So if you were going to have this, like the smartest people around the world competing to get into your country, and there's like a great job on the other end of it, it would help our future. But right now we're in the process of like seeding the technology that's going to define the next generation for the first time in a long time since we became the kings. You know, everybody else is now leading the way. And the new SEC chair actually talked about it yesterday with crypto because he's like, we need to get back to being innovative leaders.
So he's talking
about taking the regulations and, you know, making it
so making is this
it
like
clear.
The Apprentice? I mean, are we trying to do that?
I think it's more like Survivor.
Yeah. It's, hold on. I think you go like
on an island.
Yeah. You go to every different state to do something there that their state is famous for to put that like your badge, my immigration badge.
Oh,
yeah. I've got Wisconsin.
The Boy Scouts.
I've got North Dakota. I've got Texas. I'm on my way, buddy.
They better not get pulled over while they're in the process of trying to win that, or they could get deported. You know,
the challenges would be like, you know, they're placeholders for now, but it's like if we're in New York, we're doing a pizza making challenge. And if we're in Florida, we're doing a rocket launching challenge. And if we're in California, we're doing a gold rush challenge. And I'm hoping that every episode ends with a town hall meeting, just like in a presidential election.
Listen to this.
The people of Tennessee, let's say, will get to vote on which one of our future Americans they would most like to represent the state of Tennessee. And that's kind of how we'll tally things up. Nothing negative, only positive. And I think it'd be really fun.
The people of Tennessee get to vote. Like, the people of your town, Oklahoma, get to vote it's which like one the, they want.
Like, yeah, I like to have, Idol. Like, I want, like, a judge panel is really what I want. You know, especially if you're making pizza. Yeah, I got to know who ate the pizza.
Just call in, America. Vote for number four. Yeah. Vote for me. He's going to have this pizza looks the best. Vote for me. Number one America guy right here.
Like the old American Idol.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, man, what a time we are living in here, people. It's a toxic Tuesday. Wow. 105.3 The Fan. I had another story, but I won't have time to get to it, so I'm going to bid you farewell to do. My name is Lucius Alexander. Is it Adieu?
Adieu.
All right. Yeah, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I holler. Peace.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander. Every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball is now right around the corner. They're in Minnesota. They're going to take on the Twins here over the next three nights at 6 o'clock here on The Fan. And, you know, we're excited for the potential of a winning streak, a three-game winning streak, if they can get this game done tonight. Cowboys practice continues tomorrow, and Broaddus is going.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to come back and report, so we'll have some fun tomorrow.
Right on. Yeah, tune in at 2 o'clock for the start of that. Krusty's Corner at 3:40. David Hellman tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Cowboys fans, go Rangers. Okay, for Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 4 flawless once again. The guy's got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow as well, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video course for Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Please like and sub. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.